Callie's Folly takes place in a decaying Victorian boathouse on the night of July 4, 1944, in Lebanon, Missouri. Matt Friedman, played by Sean Sheely, a Jewish accountant from St. Louis, comes to propose to Sally Talley, played by Megan McGuire, a free-spirited Southern girl chafing under conservative home rule, whom he had fallen in love with a year earlier. It's a play about releasing secrets and allowing yourself to be vulnerable enough to choose love. When you enter the theater for the New Jewish Theater's production of Talley's Folly, you are immediately drawn into the folly, the boathouse, constructed of louvers and lattices and gewgaws, as Matt tells us in the play. In the hands of Jason Cole, Scott Schoonover, and Jerry Russo, scenic designer, artist, and technical director, respectively, the boathouse is exquisitely crafted and functions almost as a third character, establishing the romance of the play. It is so large, you really feel as though you're sitting in the boathouse with Matt and Sally. There are delightful small details in Peggy Knox props, cattails rising between the planks of the dock, and the Peevely milk box, which links us to St. Louis. Nathan Schroeder's lights deserve mentioning. In the 93-minute play, he takes us from a warm, luxuriant golden hour to a flaming sunset, a touch of the blue hour, and moonlight, and does it all with sumptuous restraint. The set and the lights make a beautiful backdrop for Lanford Wilson's lyrical script. Often, his twists of phrase put me in mind of Tennessee Williams, and both Sheely and McGuire do a nice job of finding the poetry in the words. Sheely, in particular, gets to explore accents and verbal wordplay that gives his role its layered nuance. Sheely's Matt Friedman starts with a monologue played directly to the audience, which gives us some exposition and a clue into Matt's charming, witty banter. I thought Sheely had a nice grip on Matt's charm, his humor more gentle than Borscht Belt, and he was sweetly, doggedly determined to persevere. Megan McGuire is a beautiful woman. Her Sally, a spinster at 31, is sweet and beautiful, which encourages us to wonder, along with Matt, why she isn't yet married. Trying to propose marriage while deciphering her changeable moods, Matt reveals his secret and she hers. Once they release those secrets, there is room for the vulnerability and love. It's a sweet romantic play billed as a Valentine by director Deanna Gent. It's a play about misfits and outcasts trying to find their way in the world, as are all Wilson's plays, fueled by his own experience of being gay in 1950s rural Missouri. But most of all, it's a play about characters, about Matt and Sally and their ability or inability to get beyond their secrets and find love. Whether due to some aimless meandering in the blocking or the fact that it was a Sunday matinee, when the energy is always different, McGuire seemed to be missing some nuances in the characters' layers, and there was a holding back of energy or focus. Sheely and McGuire are good actors, and I wanted to see a bit more chemistry between them. Even their kiss was chaste and unsatisfactory. One of the drawbacks of a play done on a thrust with the audience on three sides is sightline. To accommodate this challenge, a director works to continually move the actors so no one side of the audience gets all the face. In this play, you also want distance between the characters to highlight their isolation. But I found myself wishing they would sit down more often, look at each other, and talk to each other rather than shouting their secrets across the water. Ultimately, this is a sweet, charming romance that is perfect holiday fare. And personally, I love a happy ending where the shiksa gets the nice Jewish boy. Talley's Folly continues through December 23rd. Elsewhere in town, Stray Dog Theater continues fully committed through December 22nd, and The Foreigner at the Rep continues through the 23rd. I'm Donna Peroni.